Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer. Our final storyteller from the Trapdoor Coming of Age is the final speaker from the Story Slam portion of the event. The Trapdoor's Ben Larson will introduce him in a moment, beginning with the questions everyone was asked to answer when they put their names in to tell a story.
What was your most awkward year of life and why? 2001, I went on a space odyssey. That hurt. Now, please welcome Corey Kuralchy.
Elias, right? That's your name? My dad was addicted to crack cocaine, too. I haven't seen him since I was 8 years old. And on Monday, I found out that he passed away. So I am going through some feelings. But I'm going to tell a little lighthearted story about love. Yeah, my whole family's in AA, so you probably know my whole family. Yeah, we'll talk later. Anyway, like a couple years ago, I had lunch with one of my ex-girlfriends from when I was a young man, like a 20-year-old man. And we were having lunch, and she says, I knew the exact moment was over between us. I said, all right, let's hear it. And she said, it's when we went and saw the first Transformers movie. And I do remember that date. I remember that date vividly. She was wearing flip-flops, Daisy Dukes, and a white tank top. And I was wearing a homemade Optimus Prime costume. My friends thought it would be hilarious if I dressed up as Optimus Prime and went to the midnight premiere of Transformers. I was like, yeah, this is a good idea. But we only came up with that idea the night before, so we kind of rushed the costume. So I worked at a Taco Bell at the time, so we got a giant box from Taco Bell, and it once contained Nacho Bel Grande platters. And all we did to it was cut a hole at the top, two holes on the side for my arms, and then with a permanent marker, we put the Transformers logo. And that's about it. We did tape Nacho Bel Grande platters to my wrists and my ankles to represent wheels. But the fun thing about Nacho Bel Grande platters is they're oval. Those are bad wheels. So that's what we did. So I got dressed up in my box. We went to the DuPont movie theater back when it was brand spanking new, you know? And we went there a little late and there was nobody there. And we're like, oh, well, this is good, because at this point I was feeling a little embarrassed of myself. I looked pretty dumb. I was like, oh, I'm glad nobody's here. But then I found out that they had already seated everybody. So I walk into a full theater with the box on me and it just went silent. And then after about 5 seconds, everybody just goes, the entire theater just goes, oh. And it is a groan I've been chasing my entire life. Like, I've never had that amount of people disappointed in me at one time. And it feels pretty good. So anyway, they get done groaning. It's a long groan. And then somebody yells out, transform. And so this crowd of 200 people just starts chanting at me, transform, transform. And I was like, oh, this is not designed for this. Uh-oh. So what I did was I tucked my arms into the box, tucked my head back into the box, and laid out on the ground. And that's when they started booing. And after about a minute of booing, like, it lasted a long time, somebody yelled out, you needed sound effects. Like, that would have helped anything. Like, just me going, doop, beep, boop, doop, doop, boop, boop, doop, doop. Is this good? And then I did a bit where I tried to sit in the chair for 5 minutes. And I couldn't sit because I had a giant box on me. And everybody got really mad at me. So that's when my girlfriend realized she didn't want to be with me. And it's funny that she said that, because we dated for 8 more months after that. So what I'm saying is, and this is why this is my coming of age story, is I learned that somebody will be with you even though they don't love you. And that's the most adult thing I can think of. Thank you. My name is Corey Carelci.
This has been an episode of WBOI Presents. Special thanks to Adam Blackburn at CS3 for running sound during the story showcase. Thank you to John Dawkins for providing additional equipment to make this broadcast possible. Our editor for this episode is WBOI intern Carolyn Studer. Our music is by Lucas Norton and Mark Waldick. Folktales is next. Have a wonderful night.